Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look. It's in a book.
Hundreds? Thousands? Millions? Have you ever wondered how many people there are in a big city? Take New York City, for example. Just look at all these people. Walk down any busy street during rush hour, it's like an ocean of people, waves of them coming in every direction. Whenever I visit New York City, I just can't get over the numbers of people there are. 8 million people. No wonder the streets are so crowded. And of course, they're not all walking. I wonder how many trains, buses, and taxis it takes to get all of these people around the city. Ah, here's someone who might have some answers. Hey, excuse me. Could you tell me, please, how many people you've had in your cab today? Then this week? In a year? In your whole career?
Okay. Let me run a few numbers by you. This year, I've driven 23,200 trips in my cab. That's 46,400 times the doors open and close. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the math. Now, I've been driving a cab for 10 years. In my career, that's almost 250,000 people who have driven in just my cab alone.
Wow.
Now, consider this. There are 11,787 yellow cabs in New York City. If they're all as busy as I am, and believe you me, they are, that's 273 million taxi trips in New York City every year.
Wow.
Now, when you start to consider those numbers, police.
Taxi!
Oh, that's me. Gotta go, LeVar. See you later.
Wow. That's amazing. Millions of people riding in taxis, buses, and trains. Millions walking the streets of the city. Millions! It's hard to wrap your mind around a number that size. Try to imagine even 1 million of something. I mean, how much room does a million of something need? How far does it reach? What does a million look like? How much is a million?
A million is a huge number.
One of the biggest numbers.
Near infinity.
A lot more than 100.
There's 1,000 times 1,000.
There's more than 1 million animals in the world.
1 million is more people than you can fit in a stadium.
There's more than 1 million stars in the sky.
When I think of 1 million, I think of the hairs on my head.
There's 1 million snowflakes in a blizzard.
If I counted to 1 million, I'd be here all day.
1 plus 1 plus 1
times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10
+1 + 1.
A million is how many times my sisters get on my nerves.
It's how many kisses I could give my mommy.
One thing is for certain, 1 million of almost anything is a lot. And how do you know when you've got 1 million? Well, you could start counting, or you could ask an expert. Meet Marvelosissimo, the mathematical magician. He's just the right wizard to unlock answers to that ticklish question. How much is 1 million?
1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000!
How much is 1 million? By David M. Schwartz. Pictures by Stephen Kellogg. Read by Nick Sullivan. If 1 million kids climbed onto one another's shoulders, they would be taller than the tallest buildings, higher than the highest mountains, and farther up than airplanes can fly. I never saw so many kids in my life. If you wanted to count from 1 to 1 million, it would take you about 23 days. If a goldfish bowl were big enough for 1 million goldfish, it would be large enough to hold a whale. Presto! Here you have 100 stars. If this book had 1 million tiny stars, they would fill 70 pages.
Excuse me, sir, but how much is 1 billion?
How big is 1 billion? Well, if 1 billion kids made a human tower, they would stand up past the moon. If you sat down to count from 1 to 1 billion, you would be counting for 95 years.
Wow!
If you found a goldfish bowl large enough to hold 1 billion goldfish, it would be as big as a stadium.
Wow!
If this book had 1 billion tiny stars, its pages, spread side by side, would stretch almost 10 miles.
Hey, how tremendous is 1 trillion?
How tremendous is 1 trillion? Well, if 1 trillion kids stood on top of each other, they would reach way, way, way beyond the moon, beyond Mars and Jupiter too, and almost as far as Saturn's rings.
Wow, 1 trillion kids.
If you wanted to count from 1 to 1 trillion, it would take you almost 200,000 years. If you put 1 trillion goldfish in a goldfish bowl, the bowl would have to be as big as a city harbor.
Wow!
If you put 1 trillion of our stars onto a gigantic roll of paper, it would stretch all the way from New York to New Zealand.
Hey, that's really far.
You bet it is.
I just love enormous, gigantic, colossal numbers. Just saying their names tickles my brain. 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion, 1 quadrillion, quintillion, sextillion. I could go on forever. And believe it or not, it's pretty easy to imagine what those numbers represent. You just have to start with a small number like 10.
Apples. 10 juicy apples, a taste tempting treat. Put them in a sack, they're good enough to eat. 10 sacks of 10 makes those apples more fun. We've got 100 apples, and we've just begun. 10 baskets of 100, that's what's best. Keep 1,000 apples in a shiny treasure chest. 10 chests of 1,000, that's first rate. Pile 10,000 apples in a packing crate. Now 10 crates of 10,000, what a piece of luck.
100,000 apples. Now inside this truck. 10 100,000s. Count no higher. You've got 1,000,000 apples in this high flyer.
Now, it's one thing to imagine what 1,000,000 would look like, but it's another to actually handle 1,000,000. People do it all the time. In fact, I know of a place where making 1,000,000 happens every day and in a very colorful way. At Benny and Smith factories like this one, Crayola crayons have been made for the past 93 years. The factory works 24 hours a day, 240 days a year, putting out millions of crayons. Every day and all night long, rainbows of colors fill the factory machines. Colors like lime green, violet, and tickle me pink. To make crayons, you start with two ingredients. Pigment, like this cinnamon red. You also need paraffin, the waxy stuff that gives crayons their texture. The paraffin is poured into a cauldron and melted down. Then it's mixed with the red pigment. The hot mix is poured into a bucket, and Mark pours them by hand into the molds.
I make crayons on a flatbed mold machine. In one day, in 8 hours, we make about 92,000 crayons.
Those holes are filling with hot wax that will cool and make perfect crayons. Mark scrapes the extra wax off the top of the mold and dumps it back into the hot wax mixture. Nothing is wasted. Next, crayon racks are fitted on top of the molds. And watch this. The machine hydraulically lifts 512 perfect cinnamon stick crayons into the racks.
How do I feel about crayons? Oh, crayons are my life. I come here every day and make crayons. I go home and I color.
Across the floor, lots more colors are being made. But here, crayons are not hand-poured. They're strictly machine-powered. These rotary molds have hundreds of tiny jets that shoot hot colored wax into the mold holes. The machine is called a rotary because the whole table rotates like a big wheel. It moves very slowly so that by the time the mold travels all the way around the table, the wax is cool and the crayons are perfectly formed. Now the crayons travel to the wrapping machine. Blue and colored paper labels wrap each crayon and give each color a name. Helen here has been wrapping crayons for 32 years. She's handled a few crayons in her time.
I've worked here 32 years. Plus, I did 180,000 crayons a day on the two machines, which would be 530,000 crayons a week. That would be 2 million crayons a year.
Well, Helen, that's more than 86 million crayons a year. But who's counting? Okay, now the crayons are ready to be packed in boxes. Crayons come in all sized boxes. I can remember my first box of 8 perfect crayons. Today, there are boxes of 16, 24, 48, 64, or 96 crayons. Betty is packing sleeves of crayons for the big box of 96.
Not as easy as it looks.
This machine packs 57 sleeves per minute, and she's been packing crayons for 10 years.
If it makes 57 a minute, I work 8 hours a day. If you work in 10 years of that, about 50 million, about 50 million, quite a few. Yeah.
When all the sleeves are filled, the boxes travel down the assembly line to the boxing machine. This robot flips the boxes open and pushes the crayons into the big boxes. Here they are, ready to go to kids all over the world. Millions of them. Crayola crayon factories have made over 100 billion crayons. Now that's a big number. Sometimes knowing the exact number of things is important. For example, you'll definitely want all 96 colors in your new box of crayons. But there are times when knowing the exact number isn't crucial. And those are the times when knowing how to estimate comes in handy. You may not know it, but you estimate all the time. About how much time do you need to get ready for school in the morning? Approximately how many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches will fill you up at lunch? Roughly how many pizzas will you need to feed the class for your birthday party? Estimating comes in handy for professionals, too. Take, for example, the people in charge of a huge football stadium. How do they feed and take care of thousands of hungry and thirsty football fans? Well, here are some folks who know the drill. Let's go, Giants! Giants Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, can hold over 77,000 people. But not every game brings in the same number of cheering fans. Sometimes there are only 50 or 60 or 70,000. The stadium officials never really know the exact number of people that will show up to a particular game. They have to estimate. Here's how they do it. First, they factor in the weather. Then, how well the team is playing, and finally, they look at last year's weekly attendance. This helps them predict how many people to expect on game day. At every game, tickets are carefully collected. The ticket boxes are brought beneath the stadium to the ticket counting room, where all the tickets are counted out by hand. When all the ticket stubs are counted, stadium officials know the exact number of people attending the game. Last year's records help them predict how many people to expect today. This helps the food managers figure out how much mustard, soda, and how many hot dogs they'll need to feed today's crowd. It's freezing out here today, and experienced vendors know what they'll need to defrost those ice-cold football fans.
When it's really cold outside, we sell a lot of hot chocolate, we sell a lot of coffee, and we sell a lot of hot dogs per game. If it's cold, we could sell about 1,000 cups of hot chocolate a game.
You got hot chocolate? This is only one of more than 40 food stands in the stadium. They can count on selling approximately 40,000 hot chocolates today.
I just got through the line.
What do people eat on warmer days? Pretzels.
If the weather is warm, we sell approximately 500 pretzels.
Thank you, sir.
500 pretzels times 40 food stands, that's 20,000 pretzels in one day.
We deliver anywhere from 16,000 to 20,000 pretzels a week to this stadium. I estimate I delivered almost 1 million pretzels since I've been working for the company.
Wow, that's a lot of pretzels. Last but not least, the bathrooms. How much paper does it take to accommodate thousands of people?
At Giant Stadium, there are 72 bathrooms. At home, you'd use this size toilet paper, but here at the stadium, we use big rolls because we have lots of people.
While you're in the stands enjoying the game, behind the scenes, the estimation experts keep you fed and comfortable. And once in a while, an exact number comes along that's fun to know about. The New York Public Library. Are you ready for this? There are over 6 million books in this building alone. You'll have to start soon if you want to make a dent in that reading list. In the meantime, here are three that you can really count on, but you don't have to take my word for it.
There may be 1 million stars in the sky, but there's only one sky. There may be 30 pages in this book, but it's only one book. This book is called Only One. This book shows you how you get one thing and lots of things. Like 12 eggs make only one dozen. 11 cows, but only one herd. 4 wheels, but only one wagon. Do you get it? 8 horses, but only one merry-go-round. It's kind of neat the way a lot of small things make one big thing. This is a really cool way to look at numbers. There may be 1,000 people with my name, but there's only one me. My name is Carly, and this book is 1 in 1,000,000.
Hi, I'm Jack. I read a very funny book called 100 Hungry Ants. Let me tell you about it. 100 ants are going to a picnic. They are very hungry. They walk in a long, long line. The littlest ant says, "We're going too slow." So they make 2 rows of 50. But they're still not fast enough. So the littlest ant says, "Let's try 10 rows. 10 rows with 10 ants hurrying to a picnic. Will they make it?" I think you'll like this book about picnics, bugs, and numbers. I sure did.
Hi. Do you think it's possible to count the stars in the sky? Well, this is a story about a boy who tried. It's called How Many Stars in the Sky? It's late at night. The boy in the story is wide awake, wondering how many stars in the sky. He goes into his backyard. His dad sees him and tries to help him count the stars. They go to the city for a different view. They can't see the sky. The lights are too bright. Then they decide to go to the country. There are so many stars. Before they can finish counting, they fall asleep. I'm Eric, and if I were going to count stars, I would use a telescope. What would you do?
There are millions everywhere, whether it's people in the big cities, fishes in the oceans, or stars in the night sky. Sometimes big numbers may seem as unreachable as those stars, but don't be afraid to ask how many. There are ways to count just about everything that exists in our world, or out of it. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are How Much is a Million? By David M. Schwartz. Pictures by Stephen Kellogg. Published by Lothrop Lee and Shepherd Books, a division of William Morrow and Company. 100 Hungry Ants by Eleanor Pences. Illustrated by Bonnie McCain. Published by Houghton Mifflin Company. Only One by Mark Harshman, illustrated by Barbara Garrison, published by Cobble Hill Books, an affiliate of Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books USA. How Many Stars in the Sky? By Lenny Hort, paintings by James E. Ransom, published by Tambourine Books, a division of William Morrow and Company.